I'm going to say 2020's Mills.
Well, you know, I have to tip my hat, you know, and give credit where credit's due. Our next guest, he came sprinting down the hallway. He slid, and he was safe at home base. He was. Horace Cooper from Project 21. We had dinner with Horace last night, a fabulous get-together with Andrew Langer from Institute for Liberty and so forth. Horace, good to see you. I'm glad you slid in safe. Well done.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. CPAC 2021. I'm looking at the list of speakers. It continues to get better. But as you look at, just tell me, first of all, tell the folks what Project 21 is. For anybody who's not familiar, we've had a number of folks on the program, but go ahead.
Project 21 is an organization made up of black Americans who believe in free markets. We believe in limited governments. We believe in the importance of strong families. We believe that America is an amazing and exceptional place, and it's one that we ought to cherish and we ought to promote. We ought to make sure that our posterity, future generations, continue to have the kind of place. And no,
hold on, Horace. I just read here. I've got a piece of paper. It says from the if you're a black man and you're conservative, you go straight to hell. It says so right here.
I think it says go to hell. I don't think it says you go straight to hell.
Okay, just because if you're a black man, you're required to be a Democrat. That's the rule.
You know what's interesting about that is, and that's the kind of thing that our organization was created to address. We want to show that what Martin Luther King said was correct, that you can't look at someone and determine who they are,
or what they are, right,
what they think, even their political or partisan views. And what's interesting about that is, in the last election, what we witnessed was some of the highest numbers of black American, particularly men, who didn't support the left-wing cause, Joe Biden and the rest of them, than we had seen in almost 20 years.
If I'm not mistaken, the number of black Americans that voted for Donald Trump, men and women, highest of my lifetime, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it's at least a 40-year record, and it could be greater.
I'll admit I'm older than 40, but go on.
One of the things is that our friends in the mainstream media have not really done an excellent job. Okay, they've done a terrible job of making sure that that fact gets out there. I predicted throughout the summer that we were going to see one of the largest gender gaps among blacks that we had seen in 40 years, and guess what? We did. And the reason that I predicted it was that we had been seeing signs of it. We saw it in 2008, just a little bit. We saw it again in 2012, much more. And then in 2016, it really expanded. Now, what we saw in 2020 was a gender gap that means that black men and white men are more likely to think similarly, behave similarly, and have the same expectations from government.
That's a revolutionary change. Wait a second. So you mean that when asked a question about hard work and work ethic and, you know, doing the things of taking care of your family and so forth, you and me, we think alike?
Well,
that's crazy talk.
That's true. And what we see is, what we see in the last election is more and more black Americans don't just think that way. They chose to vote that way.
Okay, so here's the thing. One of the things is, and my brother-in-law, who's about, we had this conversation in 2015 after the first presidential debate. We were all together, and he came in and he goes, I just realized I'm a Republican. Because he liked Mike Huckabee. So I really like what Mike Huckabee had to say in the first debate, whatever, right? But see, so many people are told from wherever they come from, this is what you're supposed to be. And it's like, this is who you, and if you have to be a Democrat. Well, how did we ever get to a place in America where it's just expected that any group of people are, you know, tied to one political set of ideas?
So that brings us really to the focus on the cancel culture. There is a lazy argument that's being put forward by leftists that say I actually am not going to answer the question about should people who work hard get to keep most of what they make. I'm actually not going to answer the question about are the best ways to raise children, to grow children, to mature children, and equip children is in stable two-parent families. I'm not going to answer those questions. Instead, what I'm going to do is say that if you don't agree with me, you must be a bigot. You must be a racist. And that has really effectively stymied a lot of the conversation about what works and what doesn't work.
Yep.
And what we're seeing increasingly, and one of the things that Project 21 is so excited about, is that there are a number of Americans who happen to be black who are going around saying, well, wait a second. These are values that I've believed. These are values that I was always taught. These are values that government should be reinforcing. And one government advocate is doing exactly the opposite, and the other is doing it. We don't have much of a choice.
Whatever happened to the black churches over the last 25 years? Because you say that, and it makes me think about the faith of the black community that is so strong in so many places, and yet they vote for Democrats and embrace abortion that's done incredible damage. More black children are aborted in New York City than are born every year now. I mean, how did we ever get there? We've only got about 30 seconds, but what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, so I'm not going to be able to get into the three G's, and I'll just say them really quickly. God, guns, and the gig economy. These three things are really facets that are important in black America. Black men tend to be more likely to be self-employed or work in the part-time economy. Black America tends to be more faith-oriented than the population at large.
Right.
And by the way,
that's
my point. Skyrocketing number of black Americans are now Second Amendment advocates. Those three issues, I think if conservatives talk about them, what they'll find is a lot more interest among hearers who happen to be black.
Horace Cooper, can you hold that thought for 1 second? Because I want you to just give a big promotion for Project 21 in 2 minutes. If you can wait for that, please, sir. Horace Cooper from Project 21, what a conversation here at CPAC 2021.